The following shiur has been presented by Rav Herschel Fireworker, Shailo Meshev B'Yeshiva Gedoyla of Carteret, and has been brought to you by the Beis Hava'ad Halacha Center. Maseches Rosh Hashanah has been graciously dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Irwin Lowy and family of Los Angeles, California, in memory of Rabbi Avram Shlaima ben Rabbi Yosef Halevi, Zichroni Lavracha. May the Torah studied through this volume be an everlasting schus for his neshama.
Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chaf Tes Amud Aleph, brings that Reb Zeira told his shamish, who was his Baal Tekeah, Ichavin Utkali, have me in mind when you blow shofar. Rashi says, have me in mind, lo heitzieni yedei chayvasi. Reb Zeira told the Baal Tekeah, have me in mind to be moitzi me, my chayva of the mitzvah of tekiyas shofar. The Rishonim bring a raya from over here that we pask in mitzvahs tzrichas kavana, because if we would hold mitzvahs ein tzrichas kavana, then in order to be yotze a mitzvah, it's not necessary to have kavana to be yotze the mitzvah. Doing it is enough. So if Reb Zeira's shamish, the Baal Tekeah, didn't have to have in mind for the mitzvah at all, because mitzvahs ein tzrichas kavana, he definitely would not need to have in mind to be Moitzi Reb Zeira with his Chayv of Tekiyas Shofar. From the fact that Reb Zeira told the Baal Tekeah to have him in mind, it must be that there needs to be Kavona by mitzvahs, and that the Baal Tekeah himself needed to have in mind to be Yotze the mitzvah, and therefore we could understand that he needed to have Reb Zeira in mind as well. And that's what we pass in La'alach L'maisa and Shulchan Aruch and Erechayim Tzim and Samech Zifdalid. Shulchan Aruch brings the two shittas of mitzvahs ein tzrichas kavana and mitzvahs tzrichas kavana, and he finishes off with chen halacha, that the halacha lemaisa is mitzvahs tzrichas kavana. This gemara is an important component of a great controversy which is recorded in the Tshuvas Noida B'Yehuda from around 240 years ago in a tshuva from Tavkuf Lamed Vav in Madura Kama Yerideya Simen Tzadik Gimel. And over there, what's being discussed is the Shoyel who wrote the question to the Noida B'Yehuda asked him about what's the proper nusach to say L'Shem Yichud. And saying L'Shem Yichud before a mitzvah, which is printed in many Siddurim, and as is well known, is something that among Hasidic communities specifically, everyone says, and in other communities also, many say this nusach of L'Shem Yichud. And the Shoyel asked the Noida B'Yehuda, what is the proper nusach to say when a person says L'Shem Yichud? How should it be said? The Noida B'Yehuda answers back in very strong terms that he does not hold that the right thing is to say L'Shem Yichud at all. And he says, Ad sha'at l'shayaleini nusach amirasa, before you ask me, what's the proper formula how to say L'Shem Yichud? Yoyse roi l'shal imnoi meki toiva amirasa. It would be better to ask whether it's good to say it. Uladaiti zaroa chayle b'dayreinu. And it seems to me the Noida B'Yehuda says that this is something which is, it's a chayli, it's a sickness which takes place in our generation. And the earlier generations were better off, the ones that did not say L'Shem Yichud. And he explains that L'Shem Yichud, this formula of L'Shem Yichud which is said before a mitzvah, is basically alluding to and speaking out the soidos, the different secrets which the mitzvah accomplishes in the Olam HaTorah Elyonah. And these things, the Noida B'Yehuda explains, are better left unsaid. Although it's true that a mitzvah does accomplish tremendous things way beyond what the eye can see, and there are tikkunim in the Olam HaTorah Elyonah, but these are not things which need to be spoken out by the one doing the mitzvah. And it's enough for a person to do the mitzvah with the kavana of doing Hashem's mitzvah, and that's enough for a person to accomplish what needs to be accomplished. The rest happens by itself. What the mitzvah accomplishes in the Olam HaTorah Elyonah is something that's done on its own if the mitzvah is done properly by us. We don't need to speak out L'Shem Yichud that these things, that the mitzvah which we're doing should accomplish what it needs to accomplish in the Olam HaTorah Elyonah. Now the Yehuda mentions this idea as well in Ayurchaim Madura Kama Simon Lamed Heyen and Ayurchaim Madura Timnyana Simon Kuv Zayin, And it's very clear that the Nedev Yehuda holds very strongly that this type of a nusach of L'shem Yichud, saying different tchinos and different supplications, which speak out the soidos, the different secret things that the mitzvah accomplishes in the Olam HaSal Yainim, is not appropriate. And he finishes off with brings us a very sharp lashon about this. He says, Elohim machri ve'hadar, people that go along this path are destroying the generation. And he paraphrases the pasuk. The pasuk says, Yisharim darchei Hashem, the path of Hashem is straight, the tzadikim yelchubam, tzadikim go along the straight path of Hashem, u'poshim yikashlubam, and balei avera stumble along that path. The Nedeb Yehuda paraphrases that and he says, Yisharim darchei Hashem, the tzadikim yelchubam, v'chasidim yikashlubam. Chasidim stumble along this path. Referring obviously to the fact that chasidim are very into saying these type of supplications, which mention the different tikkunim which a mitzvah accomplishes in the Olam HaTzalyonim. And that's a kishala in the Nedeb Yehuda holds. That's something which is it's something which is a mistake. And therefore, he says that it's much more appropriate not to say L'shem Yichud at all. Now, this is something which obviously is a tremendous, he's saying it as a tremendous taina against the communities of the Hasidim, and the Hasidim did not keep quiet about it. One of the Gedolei HaHasidim, the Baal Be'er Mayim Chaim, Sidurei Shel Shabbos, writes in his Shara Tfilo, in the beginning of his Shara Tfilo, he writes that the Nedeb Yehuda over here missed out a Pashat HaHalacha. He missed out the halacha of our sugya Rosh Hashanah Daf Chof Tes, that we paskin based on Reb Zeira, that mitzvahs trichas kavana, that mitzvahs don't happen by themselves. Mitzvahs are not something which we can just do and assume that they accomplish what they're supposed to accomplish. We need to have kavana. We need to have specific kavana. We need to specifically have in mind the kavana of the mitzvah. And as we see from the fact that the Shulchan Aruch paskins mitzvahs trichas kavana, it's not something which we can leave up to happening by itself. The mitzvah needs just not only to be done, but it needs to be done with the proper kavana. And just as it needs to be done with the proper kavana to accomplish the kiyum ha-mitzvah, so too it's appropriate for it to be done with the proper kavana, specifically having in mind and specifically speaking out the tikkunim which the mitzvah accomplishes in the Olam HaSal Yainim, which are alluded to and mentioned in the Nusach of L'Shem Yichud. He brings another raya that the Shulchan Aruch says in Simen Ches, in Hilchas Tzitzis, that a person, when he puts on tzitzis, he should have in mind that the tzitzis should remind him of all of the mitzvahs of Hashem in order to do them. As it says in the Pasuk, Uri Isem Ha'isiyuz Chayatim is called mitzvahs Hashem, that we should see the tzitzis and we should remember all of the mitzvahs of Hashem in order to do them. So we see from this halacha that not only does a person need to have in mind the kavana of accomplishing the kiyum ha-mitzvah, but he also needs to have in mind and have kavana, specific kavana, for accomplishing what the mitzvah is supposed to accomplish, what the time of the mitzvah is, and what's behind the mitzvah. We see from this that he needs to have in mind not only being mekayim the mitzvah, but also what the mitzvah is referring to, what the mitzvah is supposed to internalize within us, and what the mitzvah is supposed to be accomplishing. So too, says the Shara Tfilo, it's appropriate to say the nusach of L'shem Yichud, to have kavana, specific kavana, to have in mind and to speak out, to express in words, this that the mitzvah is accomplishing in the tikkunim in the Olam HaSal Yainim. The Achronim that come after him, who explain that through a careful reading of the Nedeb Yehuda, it's clear that the Nedeb Yehuda never meant to say that mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana. The Nedeb Yehuda is not arguing on the halacha psuka, which we paskin, that mitzvahs tzrichas kavana. Nedeb Yehuda definitely agrees that mitzvahs tzrichas kavana. All the Nedeb Yehuda meant to say was that once a person does the mitzvah properly, which includes kavana, which includes the kavana of latzeis yidei chayves ha-mitzvah, as the Shulchan Aruch speaks out and paskins in Hilchos Kriyas Shema and Siman Samech and in other places as well. That definitely is part of doing the mitzvah properly. However, once the mitzvah is done properly, with kavana to be yoytzeh the mitzvah, the rest happens by itself. The tikkunim and the olamas helyanim are things which happen by themselves. Saying l'shem yichud the noy debiyud the hold is not necessary, and in fact should not be done. And this is something which the Arugas HaBoisim in his tshuva on Aruch Chaim Siman Tazayin, the Loheris Nosson from Rav Nosson Gestetner in his Sefer Mayadim Chelak Beis, and Rav Chaim Zimmerman in his Sefer Igali Yisharim Siman Yud Ches, all speak out that the noy debiyud himself definitely holds of mitzvah tzrichas kavanah. And as a matter of fact, later on in this tshuva, the Noi de Biyuda himself says that in mitzvahs where there's no bracha, which specifically mentions before the kiyam ha-mitzvah that a person is about to accomplish a mitzvah, he says, "Ani noyeg loyim b'fi." The Noi de Biyuda says on himself, "I say, I am noyeg to say, hinini oise davar zeh l'kayim mitzvahs bayri." Before performing a mitzvah, the Noi de Biyuda says, "I am about to do this mitzvah l'kayim mitzvahs bayri." So we see that the Noi de Biyuda himself definitely does hold that it's appropriate to have the kavana of the simple kavana of mitzvah, tzriches kavana, to be yoytzer the mitzvah. The only thing the Noi de Biyuda says is, ubazeh dai, this is enough. This kavana of mitzvah, tzriches kavana, to accomplish the kiyum ha-mitzvah is enough. Ve'ein tzarech yoytzer, it's not necessary to have more than that kavana. Ve'kol ha-tikunim l'mayla nasim e'aleyen. All the tikunim that happen in the Olam HaTzalyonim, they happen by themselves, Ayyadei Ma'aseinu, through our Ma'isim, which refers to doing the mitzvah properly, with all of the halachas, and with the kavana to be yaitzah the mitzvah, as we pass in mitzvah tzrichas kavana. B'nageh to the Shara Tfilas Kasha from the mitzvah of Tzitzis, so we see that the Shulchan Aruch speaks out, that a person does need to have in mind, not only to be mekayim the mitzvah, but he needs to have a kavana of what the mitzvah is accomplishing, to remind us of being mekayim all of Hashem's mitzvahs. So Rav Chaim Zimmerman in Igra Yesharim speaks out that we find, the Bach explains, that there are three mitzvahs where the Torah itself, in the Psukim, explain the reason behind the mitzvah and what the mitzvah is supposed to accomplish by us. And those are the mitzvahs of Tzitzis, Tefillin, and Sukkah. The mitzvah of Tzitzis, it says, the Pasuk of Uriyisam Ha'isuz Chartim is called Mitzvahs Hashem. In the mitzvah of tefillin, it says that this is supposed to be la'os ha'yadchol toitaves beinenecha, in order that we should remember all the nisim that Hashem did in Mitzrayim, and it's something which we should keep that with us. In Sukkah, it says leman yedu dareisechem ki basukkah seshavtis bnei Yisrael, that all the dareis should know that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim by tiyos ha'meres Mitzrayim, and he took care of us. He gave us sukkah, it's either dan aniyah kaved or sukkah mamish, whichever one it is. But the pasuk is speaking out in these three things that a person should have in mind what the mitzvah accomplishes. And therefore, the Shulchan Aruch, specifically in these three halachas, it's meduyik, that in these three halachas, tzitzis, tefillin, and sukkah, the Shulchan Aruch speaks out more than just the kavanas ha-mitzvah, that a person should have in mind what the mitzvah represents and what the mitzvah accomplishes. However, in all other halachas, the Shulchan Aruch does not speak out that it's necessary to have more than the kavana of latzis yidei chayvus ha-mitzvah, and that fits in with what the Noi de Biyuda holds, that the kavana of the mitzvah is enough. By these three specific mitzvahs, where the pasuk speaks out that a person should have in mind what the mitzvah represents, over there, a person should have in mind more than just the kavana's kiyum ha-mitzvah. A person should have in mind what the mitzvah represents. However, by all other mitzvahs, the Noi de Biyuda holds it's appropriate not to delve into the tikkunim that happened from the mitzvah, and not to say this nusach of l'shem yichud. Now, l'maisa, the Aruch HaShulchan, in Hilchas Sfiras HaOmer, he says that it's become a very common thing that after Sfiras HaOmer, people say, they say, Lam Natzeach Beginis Mizmar Shir, they say, Ana B'chayach, and after that, it's common that people should speak out the Rebbeinu Shalom, to say the Nusach of Rebbeinu Shalom, which is printed in the Sidurim, which is referring to what the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer accomplishes, the tikkunim that the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer accomplishes. And he says, V'rabim u'gedoylim hisram walzeh. Aruch HaShulchan is in Siman Tov Pei Tes Sivav. He says, V'rabim u'gedoylim hisram walzeh. Many gedoylim complained about this. M'pnei sheim dvarim ha'im devirume shal oylam. Because what's mentioned in this Rebbeinu Shel Olam after Sfiras HaOmer they're things which are elevated in the Rumei Shel Olam beyond us. It's not appropriate to publicize this. Aval the Aruch HaShulchan finishes off. However, Achshav Karigilim La'omre Behamayin. Many people in the Hamayin Am say this Nusach HaDur Yibayin Shalom with Failus HaNefesh, and it's something which people say with a special desire, with a special inspiration. So the Aruch HaShulchan is basically saying that although it's something which many Gedolim had Tainus on, which he might be even referring to this Nayda Yehuda, or there were many other Gedolim as well, but this Nayda Yehuda is in his Tshuvas, he speaks it out very clearly and in very strong terms. But the Aruch HaShulchan says, L'maiso, the Hamayin Am is already Noyik to say it, and the Hamayin Am is ready to say it with great inspiration. And in our generation, also, this is something which has become already very Mefursim by the Hasidim, for sure, and even by the communities that are not so connected with Hasidus, but Afal Pi Kein, these Nuschais are things which are commonplace. As a matter of fact, in my own personal family, we trace our Yichus back to the Noyda B'Yehuda. However, our family is Noyik to say these Nuschais of L'Shem Yichud before saying the mitzvah. And it's something which many people are like that they, even if they don't, even if they're not people which are from people that are Hasid, are follow the ways of Hasidus nowadays, but the Nusach of L'Shem Yichud and similar Nuschais which refer to what the mitzvah accomplishes beyond what the eye can see are things that are commonplace to be said. 3 points can be brought out, which whether a person does say L'Shem Yichud, whether a person doesn't say L'Shem Yichud, would be worthwhile to take out from this whole discussion. 1 point is the fact that the Noyda B'Yehuda's taina on saying L'Shem Yichud, it's very clear from reading his tshuvas, is not on the fact that the mitzvahs accomplish these tikkunim da'ilam esel yoinim. That's something which is avada, it's a davar pashat, something that the davar pashat, that the mitzvahs do accomplish tremendous things way beyond what the eye can see. And therefore, it's something which is appropriate to take a chizuk from this. It's appropriate to take a chizuk in the accomplishment of our mitzvahs, that just to realize what our mitzvahs do accomplish, whether we say it, whether we don't say it. The Noyda B'Yehuda just says that it happens by itself. The Hasidim are Noyik to say it specifically, to express it in words. But the fact that each and every mitzvah which we do accomplishes tremendous things, way beyond what we can imagine, is something which is a chizuk in our performance of the mitzvah, to perform the mitzvah b'diktuk, with each halacha, all the prate halacha, and to perform the mitzvah with that understanding of how great it is. Another point is that if a person does say the Nusach of L'Shem Yichud, a person should be careful. One of the things that the Noyda B'Yehuda speaks out is that a person needs to be careful in speaking about in Yonei Kabbalah, not to understand it improperly. Understanding these in Yonim improperly could be a tremendous kitrug, could be something which, if a person misunderstands it, it could lead to kfira, could be a kfiradika understanding of things. And therefore, if one says it, so it's not a person should not try to think into it, to put his own interpretations into what's being said. A person should just think that what's supposed to be accomplished by the mitzvah should be accomplished. For those that are not mekubalim, those that are mekubalim can have in mind the true kavanas that are behind it, the depths of the true kavanas that are behind it. But for the rest of us, the only thing which a person should think about when saying the Nuschais of L'Shem Yichud is that we would like that the mitzvah should accomplish what it's supposed to accomplish in the Olam Yisrael Yoinim. But more than that would be dangerous in a way, and that's something which we can take out from the Noyda B'Yehuda to be careful about, whether even if one does say the Nusach of L'Shem Yichud. And a third thing which can be brought out from this discussion is that even the Noyda B'Yehuda is only referring specifically to the Tikkunim in the Olam Yisrael Yoinim, the soidos of the kavanas hamitzvah. However, the kavanas hamitzvah, which is pashat because of the halacha of mitzvah tzriches kavana, that's something which the Noyda B'Yehuda himself definitely holds of, and even holds should be expressed in words. As he says, that if a mitzvah has a bracha before it, then we're expressing the kavana of doing the mitzvah in that bracha. If a mitzvah doesn't have a bracha before it, he says that he was noyig to say, to express in words the kavana that we're being mechaven to do the mitzvah of Hashem. And that's something which, although it's not clear from the Nidvi Yehuda whether he holds it's required to be expressed in words, or something which it's enough to think it, to think that kavana, but either way, it's something which can be brought out, that saying it and expressing the kavana of doing the mitzvah l'kayim mitzvahs bayri is something which is appropriate to be said. And indeed, the Mishnah Brura, in a number of places, when he speaks about different mitzvahs, he says that it's right and it's correct for somebody to say before the mitzvah that I'm about to do this mitzvah in order to be mekayim mitzvahs bayri, to speak it out and to express the mitzvahs tzriches kavana in words.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.